Title: Spiritual Tightrope, written by Kent Williams. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. This is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. There is a tightrope to walk when walking the path of worldly and godly righteousness. I struggle when there are two sides of seemingly the same godly coin. For example, I was reading an article about protests having no place in Christianity. It used the verses of James 5 to emphasize this, stating, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near." That's James chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. The emphasis was on patiently waiting for the Lord to exact justice on those who would be either oppressive or doing wrong. This is a stark comparison to that of the beliefs of civil rights leaders. One in particular, named Martin Luther King Jr., came to mind. A famous quote of his says, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Where might this be biblically prevalent? There are many areas, but one that speaks directly to this is Proverbs chapter 31, where it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice." That's Proverbs chapter 31, verses 7 through 8. So which is right? The author of the article later noted that not all protests were wrong to push for justice, but he elaborated that some protests are not biblically founded. I could see his point, but it led me to ask some very difficult questions. How are we to know when to wait for God and when to act? Are all peaceful protests right? And are all violent ones wrong? The answer lies in the prayer of serenity. It simply states, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." Serenity is defined as a state of being calmed and unruffled. The word is not used in the Bible, but is referred to in many ways. Example, "The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace." That's from Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. Another word that comes to mind is humility. Why? Because it opens one's heart to God and removes all selfish motives, as noted in James chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Serenity and humility are crucial when navigating a righteous path. Today's verses are good fundamental marching orders, but they are only part of the story. We want to trust in the Lord, but how sure are we that what we are doing is God's will? How are we to trust that which we do not understand? Do we even know if we are seeking His will? It is a complicated road, and we can potentially either oversimplify it or overcomplicate it. Thus, it becomes crucial that we put ourselves in a state where we can best hear God. That's the serenity part. Furthermore, we must ensure our hearts are focused on God and not ourselves. That's the humility part. If we can merge the two together, we can have a full view on what next steps to take. We march bravely if needed, or stay patient and wait for further instruction. Therefore, these two things together are crucial in ensuring our steps taken are the right ones. God is with us each step of the way. The world will continue to throw challenges, Thus, when we are dealing with a situation, whether it be simple or complex, we must ensure that we are in the best position to hear God and with an open mind and heart that will seek to God in a way that pleases Him. Then we will have the best chance towards success. What process can you take to ensure you have serenity when going to God? How can you approach Him with a humble heart? My prayer is we are holding on to God's hand as we walk across the spiritual tightrope. Amen.